roll along the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. My next guest is a regular I've had on my show up here in the Twin Cities, but although the topic is less than pleasant, he's a delight to chat with. Dr. Joe Eastman, he's worked for NASA, he's worked for the LTER, he has also worked for Colorado State University, he's part of the University of Texas Austin COVID modeling team, and he's been helping us follow the pandemic from the beginning. He's kind enough to join us from his home in northern Minnesota. Hi, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great, but I'll get better, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, although it is kind of one of those things where there is just this kind of malaise, how about I say it like that, in regards to COVID and what is going on in regards to where things are at. You've been doing your best to track the models. We're currently dealing with BA5, the variant BA5, which is the nasty one now. Where are things at in your mind as we in this country?
Let's see. Can I sum it up in one word? A mess.
A mess.
I feel your malaise. I really do. At this point, I am thoroughly frustrated with our response and what's going on right now. And how long ago did I warn you about this thing? It's been over a month. Mm-hmm. We saw it coming. I knew it was coming, but now I am seeing things that are really starting to freak me out in terms of the numbers that are coming out of wastewater right now.
Well, what about those numbers? What about the wastewater numbers are concerning you?
Well, first of all, I'm looking at San Diego right now, and you remember back in January we had the big spike.
Yes.
The spike in the wastewater out there right now is exceeding what we saw in January. Oof. It's going up faster. I'm astounded. But there's, you remember the Three Amigos?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. These are variants that I spotted about 6 weeks ago and out of India, and they're 274, 275, and 276. Well, in the wastewater in San Diego, I'm seeing this thing called Other that they don't identify is starting to surge along with the BA5. And my best guess is the Three Amigos have made it over here, and they're going to probably rear their ugly head right after this guy gets done, this BA4 and BA5 mess that we're in right now.
Going back, let's start with the numbers, the wastewater numbers that you're seeing, and with BA5, you know, it's one of the things which is interesting, though, is I was driving past a testing center. There's a testing center by my house, and I drove past there, and there was two or three cars there, but it wasn't the 20-car pileup it was a few months ago. And the question I have is, okay, is the BA5 just not coming through as strong? Are people not realizing they're sick? Or is it a case where people are just, they're so tired of COVID stuff that they're saying, okay, I'm fine, I'm sick, I'm just going to treat it as allergies or a cold, and I'm going to ignore it?
I would venture to guess it's all of the above at the moment. The one thing that we're starting to see, though, is, and it will manifest itself in the hospital numbers, is the hospitalization rates for BA5 are looking like they're going to be more than the Delta cases. It very well could happen as this thing basically explodes. I'm afraid we're not going to see the long rolling mound that we saw before. And I'm thinking this thing's going to be like a volcano here by mid-August and really, really explode.
With BA5, though, I mean, how much, you know, you and I have talked about one of the problems that we have with the vaccines is that as opposed to a traditional vaccine path that we've taken in the past, which is factoring in multiple variants and multiple things, and it takes years to get the right formula, you take it and it's generally pretty good for whatever you're dealing with. because we have rushed this, we're kind of much more reactionary, that the vaccines that were coming up now are for strains of the virus from a few months ago, and we're kind of doing this game of catch-up. But still, are we looking at a case where the vaccines, you're boosted, you've got both doses, you got your boosts. Are you feeling is that that's going to give you any kind of level of protection like Biden had?
Yes, it will. The good prospect is it's going to decrease hospitalization rates. In terms of developing even more severe symptoms and long COVID down the road, it's doing its trick right now in terms of kind of suppressing what we would see if we didn't have anything out there to help us out right now. So that's the good part of it. They're coming out with the new Omicron-specific vaccine in September through Moderna. Pfizer evidently dropped the ball on that one. They were supposed to have that several months ago, but it hasn't materialized yet. So this is one part that the CDC's kind of got messed up, in my opinion. They want you to wait now and get the boost from this new vaccine. But in my mind, doesn't it make sense if we're suppressing hospital numbers and severe cases with the present vaccine, let people have it right now? There's no reason not to, as far as I'm concerned. But who am I to say? I don't have the president's ear.
you had also made a comment to me, and I wanted to follow up a little bit on this. You're saying that the numbers are getting harder and harder to come by here on this stuff. You are a numbers guy. You put together these numbers, you come up with these incredibly complicated combinations, and that gives you the idea of the trends. It's not just willy-nilly, it's not just licking a finger and putting it up into the wind. You need numbers. Are you having a hard time now getting the numbers to get good analytic data?
Yes, I am having quite a bit of difficulty. You alluded to that earlier with the amount of testing that's going on. And they never put in place a system for these at-home tests where you could just report them instantly by maybe scanning with your phone or whatever. It's basically a mess right now. So my best guess is the amount of cases out there are underestimated by over an order of magnitude and possibly up to two orders of magnitude or times 100 of what we're seeing right now.
So, or up to 200, right now, or up to 200, you're saying?
Yeah. I got a feeling it's a pretty large number. And like you were saying earlier, the symptoms, people have had this so many times, we're vaccinated, and the symptoms aren't manifesting themselves extremely severely, but I know plenty of people that have gotten BA5 and are fully vaccinated and boosted that have been just absolutely miserable from this bugger. So we can't just generalize things that way. every case is different and every region of the country is different. So,
your likelihood to be safer is with vaccines and boosts. And we look at Joe Biden and it's like, he was back at it. I mean, it's a relatively old man and, here he is, he's back at work fairly quickly and with the toughest job on the planet. So, I think that it does well there. I want to get back to what you were talking about with the Three Amigos. Now, if you listen locally in Minneapolis, St. Paul, you know what we're talking about. But for everyone in Wisconsin, Dr. Joe is one of the things that he does is keeps an eye out for new variants worldwide. And if the last time we chatted in India, there were these three variants, 274, 275, 276, which were giving some people some concern because of, it was going through vaccines, it was spreading quickly. And the reality is, you and I have talked about this too, there's no borders on these planes anymore. Everyone's going everywhere. So the minute you see it, a variant pop up in a country, that you've just got to presume that that variant pretty much is everywhere at that point, correct?
That's correct. And I'm almost 100% positive it's here already. So get ready for the spike after BA5. just in time for the fall.
Well, I mean, we used to have new TV shows in the fall. Now we get new virus variants. and once again, the ones that give you the concern, we should mention this too, the ones that give you concern are the ones that really kind of blast past any pre-vaccines, correct?
That's right. That's right. There's little we can do to control their spread right now because, you know, it's just personal anecdote. I go into stores infrequently, but when I do, I do not see any masks anymore. I feel like the emperor, you know, with no clothes because I'm the only guy in their mask. It's pretty incredible.
Well, and I've heard from friends who have been on airplanes and they're wearing a mask and people are like, you don't have to wear those anymore. And you almost want to look at them as like, really? You just, okay, wow.
I'd go full respirator on an airplane, man.
Dr. Joey. You know, Dr. Joey Eastman is joining us right now. We've got a few minutes left here, and so let's turn to a happier topic, monkeypox. All right, so monkeypox, since you're already on the virus circuit here, we know that it started to spread. It was primarily initially spreading between people, the gay community, being transmitted by gay sex. But now it sounds like it's gone beyond that now, that there are multiple cases where monkeypox is showing up just because of proximity. How exactly does monkeypox spread? Is it you have to touch monkeypox to get monkeypox, or is it airborne? How does it work?
The intimate touch was the belief before, but I've seen quite a bit of evidence. You know, you'd get it from the bed sheets, of course, that the patient was laying on, and then they unfold the bed sheets, and that spreads it in the air, and you can get it from that. That's been documented already in Europe. In fact, they had their first death from monkeypox, MPX, I call it, today. Brazil's already reported their first case. So what's happened is this bugger has mutated into another variant. Hey, we're getting very familiar with this variant stuff, aren't we? And they're cautious about the vaccines. First, we have a very small supply, less than a million smallpox or vaccine doses specifically for monkeypox that was updated in 2019. You can use the smallpox vaccine, but the side effects are very severe. They're worried about that. So we're kind of in this conundrum right now of, how do we get people vaccinated? Do we got to declare an emergency and ramp up the production? There's so many variables going on right now, and it can be airborne. There's evidence out there right now that it can be airborne. And CDC, I hope they don't drop the ball again, because remember at the beginning of Corona, they said the same darn thing. And I'm seeing a kind of a repeat going on here, and it's very frustrating.
It to a point, it seems like, and we only got about a minute left here, but it seems like it's different, but right now there seems to be some concern because it shouldn't be spreading this fast. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah. If it was transmitted like they said it, used to be, or they say it is right now, there's no way. There's not enough contact between people. Rodents could carry it, but that's not the problem, obviously. So there's something more going on beyond what they're reporting. So I'll just leave it at that.
Well, it's as you have said many times, the problem with this stuff is that it's trying to figure out new ways to spread. That's what it's trying to do at this point. Dr. Joe Eastman, you can follow him on Twitter. I highly recommend you do. Jelly Roll Blues on Twitter. Jelly Roll Blues. Dr. Joe, thank you very much. I appreciate the time today, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Take care. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.